Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. I do want to double back and cover some topics that were brought up by Senator Ron Johnson. I'll get to those in just a moment. However, I want to make some observations about the Green Bay Packers game yesterday. I was there. Yes, it was cold. I was there because my younger daughter had a chance to go and she wimped out. So I went. My wife went. Our older daughter and her boyfriend were all there. Boy, was it cold. And I was still recovering from the Green Bay holiday parade the day previous. And it was, and we stayed for the whole thing. We stayed right to the end. A couple of observations, and someone earlier brought this up. When was the last time on a Sunday in the NFL season that no NFC North team won? No NFC North team won yesterday. Has that ever happened before? Be interesting. I mean, it could happen if they're all playing a non-NFC North opponent, and they're, you know, because otherwise you need a tie like you had yesterday. The Lions lost to the Buccaneers. The Bears got beat pretty badly by the Rams. So they both appear to be pretenders. And then a Green Bay Packer team that was, for the moment, getting blown out. The first one, Jason, looks like it's got something on it. Yeah. And then getting blown out, nearly blown out by the Vikings before coming back. They end in a tie. And when they tied it up, and they had a chance, a real chance, to take the lead late in the fourth quarter rather than tie. And they were moving toward our end zone. I was in the south end zone. It's like, come on. And they didn't get it done. I had a bad feeling when they didn't get it done in regulation and went to overtime. What a weird, weird game. A horrible, horrible Minnesota Vikings team racks up in regulation, I think, like some 450 yards. Just horrible. The last Packer tie was Packers-Broncos in 1987, and that was right before the strike. I actually remember that one. It was Don Majkowski wearing number 5 for the Packers. I do remember that one. I was at a friend's house in Fond du Lac. Before that, it was 1982. They've had 5 ties since 74. There was one in 82. And the one in 87. Oh, 78. Yeah, the Packers-Vikings tied. That was at Lambeau. And you know what's notable about that game? Fran Tarkenton figured out that a tie was as good as a win for the Vikings. They were in a battle with the Packers for the NFC, then NFC Central. And he did something almost nobody had ever seen before in the NFL. You know what he did late in the game? He took a knee. And the announcers are like, what the hell? No, I had never seen it. He took a knee. Because he considered a tie a victory, and he was right. They both finished 8-7-1, and the Vikings won the division that year. I do remember that one. Colts Packers, yeah, but Buccaneers Packers 14-14, October 12th. I won't swear to this. I won't swear to this, Jason. I believe that's a Monday night football game. You could just check and see if October 12th was a Monday night. 1980. I won't swear to it, though. Could be wrong about that. But very strange game yesterday. Christian Ponder looked really, really good. And I'm telling you, and I know this sounds stupid. I know it sounds stupid, but I am telling you the defense played better once Matt Flynn went in. And it's as though – No, it was a Sunday. I'm wrong. It was a Sunday, so that wasn't Monday night. But it was as though Matt Flynn just having more confidence in him. And here's another thought. Here's another thought. How come Matt Flynn can only play NFL caliber football for the Packers? Jason says, who cares? Well, but don't you find that interesting? He looked good. He's going to start on Thursday. I just about guarantee it. So from 1992, the third game of the NFL season in 92? I forget. Early in the 92 season through the 2007 season, the Packers had one starting quarterback. If Flynn starts on Thursday, they will have their fourth in the 2013 season. Whoever would have imagined that, ever, I mean ever, would have imagined that. It just shows you how spoiled we've become with the quarterback position in Green Bay. Now, something else. There is Yahoo Sports, their shutdown corner, has this piece. Did Packers suffer from McNabb syndrome on overtime rules? Eric Edholm has some tweets suggesting that some Packers players didn't realize that if you play one quarter of overtime and you're still in a tie, the game ends in a tie. I'm going to be honest. I couldn't exactly remember that. Hey, did they change that rule? Because didn't they talk about it? I thought they actually did talk about changing that rule. Obviously, they changed other overtime rules. According to MMQB's Robert Klemko, some Packer players he talked to were surprised when the game ended in a 26-26 tie, as in they didn't think ties happened in the NFL. This is nothing new, but still hard to believe. I heard multiple Packers admit they expected a second overtime, didn't know the game could end in a tie. One of the Packers who didn't know OT rules was starting tight end Andrew Corliss. I thought he was going to go into another overtime. I never knew. Oh, I thought we was. I thought we was going to go into another overtime. I never knew. It's one thing for a player not knowing how to act, happy or sad or both, after a tie. But it's another for one to be ambivalent about the game and be unaware that it could even happen in the first place. And it's likely that Corliss was not the only one from the sound of Klemko's original tweet. And there's no excuse, really. Between the coaches on the sideline and the referees, however awkwardly they might explain the funky new overtime rules over the stadium PA, it's not as if ties in the regular season are new. Maybe for a rookie, but Corliss in his fourth NFL season, and Sunday was his 35th NFL game. Jason is defending him. I think you're nuts. Jason says, listen, he's out there to play, not know the OT rules. This is just a way to try to make him look stupid. Well, but it impacts your play. It impacts your play toward the end of overtime if you think there's another overtime. It does. The only thing I will say is with the overtime rules change, even I was confused. Because in the playoffs, didn't they change it now where it resumes play? Remember the Manning interception? Doesn't it now resume play into the next overtime rather than just start completely over? Something like that happened. So I'll admit it can be confusing, but players have to know the rules because it didn't that's what happened to McNabb in that overtime game. He thought they were going to get another chance. If there were multiple players that didn't know that it ended, because I was still pretty damn sure it ended, but I wasn't 100% sure. But then again, I'm not playing. And I am surprised that multiple Packers didn't know that. Remember all the grief that Donovan McNabb took over that? For not knowing that, yeah, you get one and then you're done. That's the way it works. Although the only sliver that I would give him and the other players is they have screwed with the rules so much, I can kind of understand it. Final thought on the Packers. I think this does, the way things fell in the NFC North yesterday. By the way, if you're not paying attention, the only way the Packers make the playoffs now is to win the NFC North. They are not going to get one of the wild card spots. It's just out of reach. You've got New Orleans and Carolina, and you've got Seattle and San Francisco, and even other teams that are ahead of them right now. There's no chance. Trust me, there's no chance that they could win a wild card. They would have to win the division. That reality, I think, is going to put pressure on the concept of bringing Aaron Rodgers back probably earlier than he should be brought back. I think that would be hideously stupid. Hideously stupid. I don't think there was ever a chance that he was going to be back for Thanksgiving. And if he is, I would be extremely suspicious of it. The injury was November 4th. That's 21 days. It's 3 weeks today. You'd be nuts. You would be just nuts to do that. I believe Matt Flynn should and will start on Thursday. It's 9:47.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.